Hi, Mermaid Junkies. How are you? I hope you're doing so well. Welcome to Mermaid Junkie Podcast with Raquel Carter. And first of all, I want to preface that if you hear any background noise, it's probably my rabbit Oliver because he's right under tow as I shoot video, record my podcast, or I'm in here just blogging or painting for my books to be published this year. So today after, now that I've gotten that all out of the way, how many of you guys listened to my last podcast? I know I'm doing the analytics on it and I see that I have a little bit of an audience and that is super cool. I hope that you guys will go and subscribe to my channel, my podcast channel, as well as if you have any time, I'm not saying that you have to, but if you would be so inclined and kind to do it, I would so appreciate a good rating and perhaps a review. That would be awesome because your reviews and your feedback gives me breath, gives me life. Okay, you guys? And I'm a mermaid, so I need all the air and breath I can get, right? So basically what I want to talk to you guys today about is last week on my blog, all of my social media outlets and everything had to do so much with fear. And I think it's because, I know it's because I struggled with fear so greatly in my life. Even up until last year. And I mean, there's still some that, you know, creep in a little bit here and there. But for the most part, I think that I've gotten the big, huge, massive ordeal of fear out of my way. So today on this podcast, I want to talk to you guys about fear, a little bit of my business struggles and somewhat to do with empathy. I was supposed to get this podcast out on Friday, but I did not do it. But I'm actually going to be very truthful and say that even though I wasn't going to post it, I'm still not going to hold myself super accountable for knowing that I'm still doing it, right? The fact of the matter is I actually am doing it. So it might be late. It might not be the exact time or day, but I'm still fucking doing it, right? So I think that a super prominent thing in the world, especially blogging, you guys, and being a woman entrepreneur, is the fear of like not adding up. Like, I'll even go so far as to say that on Friday, I was freaking out thinking about Mermaid Junkie Academy and how I was going to, you know, in the summer, I'm launching it. I don't have to launch it, but I'm launching it. It's like kind of jumping in the water and then you figure it out how to do it afterwards, right? I can sit on this idea for so long and talk about it till the cows come home. But the fact of the matter is we need to get to the point to where we're doing, execute. And so that's what I'm doing. But anyway, like I was so overwhelmed. I took two shots of vodka right out of the bottle. I was like freaking out and I'm like, okay, so that didn't, my body didn't thank me in the morning for that on Saturday, but it was okay because, you know, I understand that I'm not perfect and we all have, you know, situations where that's my path of least resistance was to drink some vodka. But anyway, this is another part of my podcast, you know. I mean, it's not put together. I don't have a producer. I don't have, you know, a room that I go to and I, you know, record and all that kind of stuff and even editing and things of that nature. Like, I'm just completely going at it, like, full throttle with no bearings on the fact that I'm being judgmental to myself because hopefully one day this will be, like, a documented voyage that's out in the universe that people will be able to like feel it. You know what I mean? They'll hear it. They'll read my blog and understand. They'll see my YouTube videos and understand like everybody starts somewhere. And that's the whole beautiful thing of building a brand and a name is that I think the beautiful aspect of this is that it's a journey and that people are going to see my journey because how many times do we not document these things? And it's like, oh, that person just came out of nowhere when we know good and well that they probably worked their asses off. We just didn't see all of that stuff. So now you're going to actually see me working my ass off, all of the things that are bubbling up in my life as I'm going about this journey and kind of, you know, in a sense, documenting them and seeing how I'm working through them. And maybe this can be like an example or a metaphor for how that other people can do this in their life. So, you know, I always say that you can't build a house on the sand because at high tide, it will wash away. And so basically what I mean is that the foundation of anything, right? When you're putting a house together, it's wonderful and lovely to have all these beautiful chandeliers and clawfoot bathtubs and beautiful wall colors and wallpaper and all those little intricate little details for making a house a home, right? But if it's built on a foundation, which is sort of like us, right? All the shiny, pretty stuff on the outside is going to go away. Like, there's not going to be a foundation. So it's all shit, basically. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and I use that metaphor also because my dad was a contractor. I grew up and he had a construction business. And so he would build all of the banks in our little town and the houses and very prominent houses and all that. So that's why I use that metaphor about building a house. But I believe fear is the emotion that seeps up through the waters of insecurity, lacking self-worth, and judgment. Like, we're always judging ourselves, right? Or we're listening to, we don't have enough self-worth, so we're always second-guessing or questioning our own desires, our own beliefs about what we really feel is right for ourselves, for us personally, not anyone else. Like, we're looking at other people as, like, because people watch people, right? And they do what they're doing. Like, look at it in just, like, mainstream media. Like, if a story is hot or whatever, every other news media outlet will hook onto that same story and try to, you know, expose it or whatever. And I think that that's the truth about fear as well, is like, we latch on to like, oh, one person said this to me or whatever. And so now I'm going to just totally believe that that becomes part of my own script, you know? I'll also say, okay, so let me tell a story. So in the blogging world, I'm in the blogging world and I've been from the inception of 2008, right? Here's the discouraging thing for me, you guys, is it's the year 2018 and I'm starting all over basically. I suppose literally from the perspective of the outside world, I'm not starting over, but I truly am not when it comes to writing or creating content or experiencing a whole hell of a thing called life, right? I have been blogging now for 10 years, but I feel like there's so much more to do. I still have so much to learn, to know the business side of the blogging, and that's a whole new venture for me because I've always been the kind of person that even when I started my blog back in 2008, I did it all for fun. Like, my ex-husband, you know, made a very, very good living, so I could do it for fun. So it wasn't like an issue if I wasn't going to be able to make the mortgage that month because it was never predicated on the fact that I had to make money. But now that I want to make an actual living doing it, there's a little bit, I think I've put a little bit of pressure on myself. But I always remember, I've tried to remember this because I've learned this so greatly within the last 2 years after my divorce, is that no one's coming to rescue me. I might be remarried, but I'm not gonna sit there and twirl around like Ariel in the Little Mermaid and pretend that, oh, Eric's gonna come save me and make the day. No, fuck no, that's not gonna happen. And I sound like I have a chip on my shoulder, and I kind of do. And I'm sure that I'll work through that process, but that's a process. Once again, this is my journey. And like every day, you can't just like, you don't just wake up and go, oh, I've learned everything now, you know, brush my hands together and I've figured this all out in the game of life. No, that's not how it works. So, but basically what I'm saying is, you guys, please be honest with me because, you know, I'm going at this, like I said, full throttle, but be patient with me because I'm always falling short and I'm fallible, you know, and I don't get a podcast out on time and whatever. But I'm still doing it, you know? That's the one thing that I've learned, that even though I mess up, I'm fallible, I don't do things the way that I say them that I'm going to do them, I don't do them, I change my mind. I feel I'm a woman, I'm entitled. Everyone's entitled to change their mind, right? This whole thing is a process, and I think I need to be empathetic with myself, which I also think that that's a great reminder for you guys too, is that you should always be empathetic with yourself. You know, so what? We fall short. I think it's okay. It's okay. You're okay. I'm okay. It doesn't matter. We just need to keep loving ourselves, and I'll keep loving myself. You keep loving yourself. And we also need to keep swimming. Like, this is another important thing that I think is important to remember, is that, yeah, we can all be fallible because we all are. But that doesn't mean that so often we stop swimming in the game of life, right? We still must be accountable, consistent, most of all, to do the job anyway. And I think so often that doesn't mean, oh, let's give ourselves excuses. I think that's what we do to ourselves. You know, we fall, and instead of getting our asses back up, we just stop and say, oh, I'm just making up my mind right now at that moment. And we just say, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. What's the use anyway? Well, I'm here to tell you what the use is. That determination and not quitting needs to become your MO. It must become like your default, you guys. That's the difference between successful people and non-successful people, if you ask me. You don't freaking stop. You might get tired and you can nap if you want. You know, it's just like with me and swimming. I would get tired. I mean, I literally, when I was working at WikiWatchee, we would work for 8 fucking hours a day. And that means 6 of those hours were swimming. I mean, performance time. That's not like, oh, I'm going to get in the water and, you know, I mean, if you guys have known, like, anyone that's ever swam in their life, you know that swimming takes a lot of energy out of you. Like, you're tired as hell once you're done, right? And that's just playing in the water, or going to the beach, or like kids that swim, you know, they're actively swimming for, you know, 2 or 3 hours at the beach or whatever, and then they pass out and they're like dead till the next day, you know? That's the same with swimming with me, but it was performance time. So I was always performing in the water. And then when I wasn't performing, we had to practice. So it wasn't like it was, you know, it's a hard ass job, you know, it's a beautiful job, but it's very dangerous and it was very hard. And so in the beginning training time, you know, when I would spend 6 hours in the water training and learning how to breathe on an air apparatus and all that, like, it's not easy, but you would just take breaks. You get out, you take breaks, you warm up, and you get fucking back in the water and you start swimming again. And that's the problem, is that people give up. It's like, And I understand why they do it. It's not necessarily because they're lazy. Most people in this world are not lazy. You look at a homeless person, you're like, oh, it's because they're lazy and they don't want to work. No, that's fucking, if you actually get into the nitty-gritty details of it, that's actually not why homeless people are not lazy. They're far from being lazy. Let me just tell you that. So shout out to all the homeless people, because here's the thing, is I have an unconditional empathetic love for everyone. And so I'm not going to go on the default and say, oh, it's because you're lazy that you don't want to do it. I'll tell you what the reason is. Frankly, it's because we've been conditioned to believe that we're fearful, for one thing, and everything's hard. We make everything so fucking hard. Like, oh, it's shit's hard. I don't want to do it because it's hard. It doesn't have to actually be hard. Quite frankly, it's not hard. It's because we've been conditioned to make it hard, to believe that it's hard. It's just a basic belief that we need to change that belief system and recreate a new belief that things aren't hard. We just have been conditioned to believe that they are. So let me just, you know, turn on the whole, like, this whole business side world is different. Like, I'm thinking about the business side of my blog and everything. It's different when it comes to creating an income. You know what I mean? Like, my husband and I, well, mostly me putting the pressure on myself and giving myself, like, I've given myself a year and a half to 2 years to get this show basically on the road to, like, actually making a profit, okay? And I think that's the truth, though, isn't it? It takes a really strong person to start something, but it also takes a strong person to actually finish the game, you know, to finish it. Knowing there's no money, especially when you're a first startup, like, I'm sure that women entrepreneurs or anyone that's starting up a business from scratch and they're not on daddy's payroll realizes, like, you're not taking handouts. It's freaking, it takes a lot of work, you know? So, but here's another thought that I had to you guys when I was actually thinking about doing this podcast. I think that it doesn't really have to be like that, right? Is it really, you know, does it have to be like that? Does it have to be no money for the first couple of years? Or is that the mind game that we actually play with ourselves once again? I don't know. Either way, I'm living the law of attraction. And I think that the rules become more clear at that point when you're living the law of attraction. Oh, and let me give you an example for that. Okay, so last week, I actually DM'd this really super popular blogger. Well, this was a moment that I realized that I shouldn't reach out, because that was another form of, like, me second-guessing myself, wasn't it? Because you look at these other bloggers and they're really big and they've made a name for themselves and they really worked hard and all that. And then you're like, oh, well, I'm going to ask their opinion on this or whatever, when we really shouldn't be seeking out. We should be staying in our own fucking lane. Just keep swimming in our own lane. But anyway, the point is that I DM'd this really super popular blogger last week, and I asked her, I was like, how long did you, before you started monetizing your blog? Because this is a whole new game for me, you know, monetizing and getting sponsorships and all that kind of stuff. And her response to me was, oh, I didn't even think about that until like 3 years into the blogging. And then immediately to me, I realized what I had done. And then I was like, that sounds totally ridiculous. Like, that's a long ass time before you even begin thinking about it. Like, you have a damn blog for 5 years and then you finally decide that you're going to publish it. Like, you don't even, I don't know. I mean, you know, people will say, oh, well, people might argue with me and say, oh, well, you can't go into things blind, you know, like, okay, but here's the other flip side of that. You know what? The mermaid mindset would be, yeah, you do. You actually just fucking jump in and then you'll figure it out, right? It's kind of like swimming. You'll figure out how to swim when your mom throws you in the water or you'll freaking drown. Well, I mean, let's be clear. My mom wouldn't have probably done that. She would have probably went in and saved me, but she did that same tactic with me and both of my three brothers, and it worked every single time. So I think it's like a default survival tactic that we all have ingrained within us, is that we'll figure out a way to survive, right? There's two things that we figure out how to do: survive, and we figure out how to get love. And those are the two things that we need to live. Anyway, so back to the whole thing about the response about that blogger and that sounding ridiculous to me. It was like, oh my God. And I'm like, okay, so does that mean, and this is before I started my podcast, which was last week, right, you guys? And I was like, why would I wait 5 years, like, on my blog? Okay, so I'm starting over, but I'm really not starting over, if that makes any sense, like if you've heard the first part of this podcast, that I'm going to wait a long-ass time to start a podcast, like, because I'm not perfect. Like, that's the whole thing, you guys. We're never going to be perfect. It's either going to, I mean, yeah, you can edit things, and I can make this thing sound smooth and beautiful, and I have friends that are in radio that can make this shit sound like a top-of-the-line grade, whatever, right? But you know what? I'm just doing it. I'm just freaking diving in and doing it. And I think that's going to be a beautiful aspect of my personal journey when it comes down to it. I'm going to be proud of that. I'm going to be proud that I actually have this podcast and what it sounded like in the beginning and what my blog sounded like in the beginning. And, you know, what my YouTube channel sounded like in the beginning, even though, you know, I still don't have, but, you know, several thousand YouTube subscribers, and I've been doing it 4.5 years. I still don't care. I mean, I still think it's going to live in on legacy. But anyway, I felt like the whole thing about that blogger and her not thinking about, you know, monetizing until 3 years into her blog, and then also her podcast, like, she waited a little bit longer. It made me think, it was like, so is that what me, Raquel, what I'm supposed to do? No. And then my automatic internal gut reaction was no, hell to the no. But then again, I think, isn't that what we do, girls? Like, don't we do that? We compare ourselves to the next blogger. What gives me the right to start a blog and wait 6 months into monetizing compared to so-and-so that's really super successful and she waited till, you know, she waited 4 years before she started monetizing. I mean, or starting a podcast or whatever. I just think that the day that I DM'd that blogger, I realized that I was to stay in my own lane and stop reaching out to ask for permission or having those self-doubting questions, you know? I mean, I'm me. I'm doing this Raquel's way. I'm doing this continually on my own personal path. And if I catch myself in self-worth that I realize, like, oh, I almost got netted in the snare of that other woman and that other blogger because I began to almost start comparing myself to her. And I think that that's what we need to realize. You need to realize that, and I need to continually realize that, is that we don't need permission. You don't need permission to do anything. I don't need permission to do anything. I don't know, call me crazy, but here's my viewpoint on it. I believe that the main reason that people wait to start anything is because of fear. I really, really think this, you guys, and I'll tell you why I think this. If I ever were to ask you this question, like, if you had no fear whatsoever, like, what would you do with your life? What would you do in life? What would you say? Like, where would you go? What would you begin or start in your life? I guarantee you guys, if you had no fear, you would do a whole hell of a lot more than you're doing right now today in your life. And I only say this because I really love you guys. I have an unconditional love for you, but I'm also saying it along with myself because I want to inspire you to live your best life. Create a life that you love. That's my big motto. Create a life that you love. And that means truly, truly loving yourself. And all of these things are inspiring you to live your best life now, to truly begin living a life that you love. And that's the only way you can do it, is to make and take action every day. And one of those things is going to be rid yourself of fear. So, you know, I mean, if there's anything that I've learned from, I guess, living the law of attractions, it's that my higher self has an incredible and all-encompassing ability to do, be, or have anything that I desire. And it's the same thing with you. I mean, if we or I can look at things in life with joy and fine-tuning along the way as a lovely voyage, we'll be super happy and know that we can believe it if we can achieve it, you know? I mean, too often we think, we self-doubt and we start letting those other people creep in with their particular dialogues and their stories, that just because that's the way their life went, we think, oh, well, I need to adapt my life because maybe that's exactly what's going to happen to me. No, it's not. Actually, what's happening is we automatically go on this default to not listen to our inner being because we've been so conditioned since children to not listen to ourselves. Like, if it feels wrong, go with that. Period. End of story. If something doesn't resonate with you, go with that. Don't start asking fucking neighbors and girlfriends and mamas and daddies and your brother and sister and your cousins if this is wrong or this right. Like, you don't need them to tell you. If something feels wrong in your gut, it's freaking wrong in your gut. Go with it. End of story. You don't need to keep talking about shit like that, you know? I don't know. I mean, I think we all have fears. I know for the most part, the feelings of fear are incredibly unsettling internally. You know, this is because we're not in the same vibrational frequency as God, source of the universe, whatever you want to call your higher being, when these feelings creep in and are present. And what that feeling is telling us is that the way that we are thinking and the way that God thinks are not the same. That's the only thing fear is, you guys. So perhaps that's a great little narrative to remember when fear, you know, arrives at your shoreline. Evaluate it and say to yourself, this feeling that I'm feeling and the way that God feels about this same topic is not the same. And it's just amazing how when our true inner knowing is at that forefront, that we can achieve anything and we can believe that we can achieve anything our heart desires. Actually, we're in essence God-like ourselves because we're a part of that higher consciousness. So yes, we can. We can do anything that we want to do. I can be a successful nonprofit founder. I can have a successful business. I can have a great marriage. I can have great friendships. I can have a great blog, et cetera, you know? It can all be done simultaneously. I just need to continue recreating new beliefs, and perhaps that's what you need to do too. Anything can be done if we'll just follow the flow of the path of least resistance. It's all in not forcing things. You know, I mean, do we think or have that belief that we can't have it all? Or, I mean, how often do we do that sometimes, girls? Or we try to make ourselves relatable to other women by dismissing our personal successes to try and make others around us feel better about themselves. You know, I mean, wait, is that me or does everybody feel that way? I think most women feel that way. I mean, if there's anything I want you to take away from this podcast, it's that you're perfect right where you are today. You're supposed to be experiencing everything that you're experiencing. If you're having fears, you're supposed to experience those fears. It's helping you to understand contrast. We can't expand if we don't have contrast. That's the big, beautiful thing about life. If we can look at fear as a beautiful thing and not a negative thing, like we have a tendency to go, oh, it's black or white, it's right or wrong, it's this or that. And it's not. Like, everything is just a following the flow of ease and, you know, delight. it's building a beautiful, strong, resilient foundation. And that's what we need to remember to do. Like I said, when I first started this podcast, I said, it's like building a home. In order to have all the pretty stuff like curtains and a claw-footed tub and crystal chandeliers, you have to have a strong foundation first. A home built upon the sand will wash away at the first high tide. And I told you guys that before. We are being built to be strong and immovable for ourselves. This is the thing called life character building. And in order for us to teach our young girls that, especially because, you know, you guys know that's what my whole foundation is about. But in order for us to do that, we must first, as women, be that way ourselves. We can't teach something we don't freaking know. And so if we're fearful, we're going to teach our girls fearfulness. We're going to teach our boys to be fearful, teach them to care about what other people think in the world and to go with the whole flow of at what everyone else is doing. No, if your kid or your daughter says, you know what, I don't really want to go to college, but you want your kid to go to college because it's going to look good at mommy, you know, at your little meeting of the minds with your girlfriends after y'all go to Marshall's and shop, and then you're going to head over to Starbucks and have some tea and talk about all the successes that you're having. That's wonderful and great. But if your daughter doesn't want, I mean, so you can, you know, boast about, oh, my daughter's going to Stanford. My daughter's going to this art school. My daughter's going to that, or my son's going to this. Who cares? Why are you trying to impress other people? That's the whole thing that we need to get away from. I don't know. This is so true. We have to experience each little incremental adverse contrasting effect in our lives in order to expand and to become that person that is ultimately that person that's in our vortex. You guys know what a vortex is, don't you? The defining of a vortex is it's actually a vibrational holding place of all those desires that you've ever launched. So say, for instance, when you were a little teeny girl, like I'll give you an example for me. My vortex is actually all, since I was a little teeny girl, all of the dreams of me ever wanting to be an artist and an illustrator and an author, all of those things, all the things that I ever dreamed of in my entire life are kept in this basic like capsule that universe, source, God is holding for me. Those are all my desires that source consciousness is holding for me. And it's all of those things that we ever launched in life that we wanted. And so we can have all of those things. It's just most of the time in life, we condition ourselves out of those things. We believe and create beliefs that keep us from our vortex, keep us from all of those desires that we have. But if we can actually follow the flow of the path of least resistance, which means one is ridding ourselves of fear, those things will come into our life. Because you can never get rid of a desire or a dream. You know, people say, oh, I let that dream die. No, it's actually impossible to let a dream die. You just actually pinch it off. So where you don't do anything to actively create motion towards that, but the dream is always there. I mean, you can look at any person and know that they may have had a dream, and that's what moves and shakes them in life. I mean, if you want to get to the technical things. Anyway, I hope that you guys receive something out of this podcast. I don't know. I mean, the narrative is that we need to start dispersing those false beliefs about fear and creating new ones, you know? And actually, it's going to help us to swerve back in time. Before we hit the iceberg called fear. So if we can get to the narrative inside it and figure out why we fear, what's causing the fear, where it stemmed from. And it's actually just a big scary word that it's not really scary at all if you'll really just like take a look at it, stare it in the face and just like, there's nothing really to fear but fear itself. I mean, you know that old cliche, it's as cliche as hell, that quote, but it's actually so true. There's really nothing to fear but fear itself. It's just a word. It's not even, it's everything that you've put onto it and you've tacked on these beliefs that aren't actually probably true. Most of them aren't fucking true. You've just created them. A belief is only that, a thought you've kept thinking. So stop thinking that fear is this or that, or fear is me walking out, you know, at night down the street. I'm on a walk and I'm going to get raped. Fear is, oh, if I go in and I go into a pack of dogs, they're going to attack me. Okay, guess what? You attract what you think about. So if you keep thinking that, you're actually going to get raped on a road at night. But if that is not, if you are not driven by that, like prime example before I go. When I first got my divorce, obviously I told you my parents were so sweet and kind and they let me stay with them. I didn't have anything. The only thing I had was my two suitcases, right, you guys? And, that was it. I was living out of those suitcases probably for a year and a half. I felt like there's nothing more to convince you that, you know, I was basically homeless. I mean, if you want to look at it in that kind of like labeling, yeah, I was. But anyway, the one thing that I noticed is that I would go out and walk the neighborhood, like where my parents live. Well, it's not in the best part of town. It's right in the downtown of where I grew up. And it's kind of the shady part of town in a sense that there's like a lot of drugs going on, you know. Just my mom has always had the fear that she won't even walk at night down her street because she fears, oh, I'm going to get kidnapped or somebody's going to hurt me or, you know, whatever's going to happen. Well, I would always go out before daylight. I didn't care. I was walking down the street whenever. It did not bother me. I had no fear whatsoever. So do you think I attracted fear? Absolutely not. Do you think I attracted anything negative happening to me? Absolutely not, because that was not in my frontal thoughts. Does that make sense? Like, we create everything in our lives. And so what you think about, you create. So my mom actually has had terrible experiences walking down her own street right by her house. Every single time that she's ever walked down those streets, she's had those experiences. So what do you think that's going to create? My mom in the belief system that bad things happen on our streets and she has to be fearful. So she's actually created that. But the whole thing is, you guys, you don't have to have those things. You can create new beliefs. So that's my whole takeaway from this. Do you guys have any fears? What are they? If so, I would love to hear about them. Like, if you can't post it here, go to my social media. Raquel Margaret Carter is my Instagram. My Twitter is Raquel M. Carter. And my blog is RaquelCarter.com. So I did actually a blog post on this. So I would love to hear from you guys. And as always, I'm yours until my next swim. Ciao!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.